gangway dealing with hypertension and oversized luggage. Dagger comes downstairs.
Terrible! Charles! My bed!
Etching.
Sorry.
I never liked it much.
Then why put it up?
When my friend Sue was dating the artist, I felt obliged, but now she's split up with the jerk, it can go in the skip.
That's how they should judge the Turner Prize.
Right, the builders have popped out for a bacon roll, so I've got a brief window to get to the post office and maybe the dry cleaners.
Francis, I'd love to stop and chat, but I'm a tad busy developing a massive hernia.
That's my suitcase.
I didn't think you'd mind me borrowing it, especially as I'm the one moving out. You'll get it back as soon as I've settled in. Mind you, it's so big, I don't know if it'll fit into that toy car of yours.
So you're complaining about the largeness of the suitcase you've half-inched and the smallness of the car I'm kindly, if insanely, lending you.
I wouldn't be moving out at all if you'd listened to me in the first place.
Oh, please.
You could have at least consulted me.
Huh?
What? Huh? Where does huh come into it?
You've been nothing but obstructive from the outset. The consultation period has now passed.
Against my sage advice, my semi-detached wife had taken it into her head to have a basement extension excavated.
I mean, what are you going to do with a basement?
I've been reading a book on Dr. Crippen.
Ha ha.
This is my house, in case you'd forgotten.
Yeah, a chance would be a fine thing.
And not that it's any of your business, but I'm maximising my assets.
Said the woman who organised benefit gigs for the miners' strike, or is burrowing under the house your tribute to a dead coal industry?
Spare me the rhetoric, Charles.
When they dig down deep enough, I reckon the builders will find the real Francis in a pod.
I need to go.
Oh, thank you, Kevin MacLeod. One episode of Grand Designs and she turns into Rackman.
Like you never sold out to the man, voiceover tart.
I have never endorsed anything I don't use.
Sport and dry male incontinence pads?
I was investing in my future.
Charles Paris, hashtag hypocrite.
I don't tweet, although maybe I'll start now my landlady's evicted me.
I'm no lady, I'm a landwoman, and it was your decision to move out.
Because, weirdly, I didn't fancy waking up to find giant tattooed termites tunnelling through my bedroom floor.
Just... Oh, take the car keys and shift the key so I can get past. Got in there, rock.
Rock on vinyl. Tom's got a turntable and proper speakers, not just a dock.
I'm sure you and your vinyl will be very happy together. And bring the car back when you're done. I need it tonight.
What time?
Tom had got a part in an American miniseries, which was great for him and for me because he said I could boat-sit his barge while he was in LA. Most of my stuff was installed. It was just a matter of the vinyl. But I hadn't bargained on Francis's builders leaving their mini-digger across her drive.
I don't suppose they'd be stupid enough to... Oh, yes! Oh. Ha, 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 ha! I've always fancied to go on one of these mamas. How hard can it be? Yeah, baby. This is the business. Not a great time, Francis. I'm driving.
I need the car back to 6.
Oh, yeah.
I've got tickets for the Almaden.
Oh, no.
Charles?
No!
Charles, what's wrong? Charles! Charles? Charles, what have you done?
Double scotch.
Ah, cheers.
Gotcha!
Francis.
Guilty conscience.
How did you know I was here?
Charles Paris in a pub. Let me think.
There are a lot of pubs in London.
This is the nearest to your mooring. Where else would you hide after crashing a digger into my house?
I'm not hiding. I'm in shock.
You're in shock?
Have a drink.
Unlike you, I've got to deal with your fallout, not run away from it.
If you hadn't phoned me when you did...
Whoa! Please tell me you're not going to make this my fault.
No, obviously.
Right answer. Otherwise I'd have to disembowel you with a blunt spoon.
All spoons are blunt.
Shut up.
Absolutely.
Keys.
Keys?
Car keys. I want my car.
I was going to bring it back.
You've already tried to demolish my house. Do you really think I'm going to let you drink and drive my car?
Absolutely. Good point. Here.
Thank you.
Don't you want a tour of the boat?
You genuinely operate on a different scale of priorities, don't you?
I just thought as you're here and the boat's out there...
I've got a team of builders, an architect and a surveyor inspecting the damage. Let's leave the tour for another time.
Beyond a feeble apology, there wasn't much I could do, so I had another couple of doubles and took a stroll along the waterside known locally as Millionaire's Mall.
I wonder who lives in a house like this.
As I practiced my through-the-keyhole David Frost and ogled desirable properties, a canary-yellow door opened and a man in designer polo shirt, shorts and deck shoes bounced down the steps of an 18th-century townhouse.
Oh, my good God in heaven! Comrade Paris, as I live and breathe!
He looked like Cool Grandad in Bowdoin catalogue, with swept-back hair and twinkly blue eyes set off beautifully by a deep Caribbean tan.
How the devil are you?
We were probably of an age, but this guy wore the years lightly.
You don't remember me.
Of course I remember you.
I didn't remember him.
Will Parton. We were at university together.
Will Parton, of course.
We were at university at the same time, but hardly together. While I was fighting the system through the medium of radical theatre, Will was networking at dining clubs and gearing up to run the system.
I didn't recognize you with the tan.
Ah, yeah, just back from a month in Montserrat. Oh. Hell, but someone's got to do it. Why are you loitering around here, you old reprobate? This is a highly respectable area.
Well, I was...
Actually, no. Don't speak. Uncle Will wants to hear all about it over tapas and a more than half-decent bottle.
It's a kind offer.
Birth, wedding, or funeral?
What?
If you're not on your way to any of the above, I brook no opposition. Now follow me to a place where money can be exchanged for alcohol.
Will led me to a chic little place with a Giles Corran review in the window and Pacapena in the background. Over a selection of overpriced nibbles and several bottles of sherry from the end of the wine list I always ignore, Will unfolded 30 years of his past up to his very prosperous present.
I've left Georgina and the kids out there. Someone's got to pay the school fees. Where's that damn waiter with the bill?
I always thought you'd end up something Machiavellian at Tory central office.
Oh, well, I dabbled back in the day. I tried to inject a bit of wit into the conference speeches, but it was all a bit dull after the lady retired. Politics would be okay if it wasn't for the people. And worse than the people, politicians! Apart from a few notable exceptions, they're so damn dreary.
Yeah, I thought power was an aphrodisiac.
Oh, they're all at it like rabbits. But have you seen most politicos? Well, who else would have them?
La Quinta, por favor!
How's the acting game?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Are we resting?
I keep busy.
Oh, good for you. If I can get the bill, we can go for a proper drink. Wash down all this sherry.
Yeah.
I don't wanna fade away.
Give me one more day, please. I don't wanna fade away.
Here we are.
No.
You live on a barge?
Well, it's not mine.
Comrade Paris, squatting again.
Strictly legal. Watch your step on the gangplank.
Captain.
Yeah.
I'm Charlie the Sailor Man.
Steady on!
Are you going to pipe me aboard?
Bloody old Etonians. In a couple. No.
This is all right.
Ow, no.
Providing you're not bothered about standing up straight.
Yeah, standing's overrated.
It must be very cosy, just the two of you.
Well, no, Francis doesn't live here. We're semi-detached.
So this is what? The old Pieda house, your father.
Yeah, Charles would be a fine thing. I'm afraid I haven't got any fancy wine.
I suppose it's all rum aboard HMS Paris.
Scotch blend.
Ooh.
Yeah, here's to old times.
Happy days.
Yeah. What is it you actually do, Will?
Pan-platform multimedia facilitating.
Ooh. You lost me 5 syllables in.
In-house vid, product launches. We're also developing a strong internet presence, specialising in online workshops, webinars and real-time multicast communications.
This time I made it to 12 syllables.
Strictly analogue, eh?
Yeah, I'm very much on grid.
I'll put it this way. I'm a filthy capitalist, so everything you despise.
Our student days are a very long time ago.
Oh, don't disillusion me.
I have to pay the bills like everyone else.
Well, if you're happy to sell your soul, or at least rent it out, maybe we could do business.
Oh, is this a proposition?
I've got a corporate gig coming up. It's turgid as hell, but it'll pay for your subscription to the New Statesman.
If I took the job, I was going to have to tolerate Will's lefty jibes. On the other hand, I needed the work.
I'll get my business affairs people to contact you. Or do you do everything through an agent?
I was tempted to handle the deal myself, but Morris had caught me out before and I couldn't face the histrionics.
Well, I'll let the old bloodsucker handle it.
You're 10%.
It's his and it's 15.
Oh, I'm in the wrong game.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
Oh, you haven't heard this from me.
Yeah.
But tell him there's definite leeway for upward movement fee-wise. Right. Here's to the free market.
Yeah.
The words corporate and video didn't quicken the blood, but upward movement fee-wise did. Anyway, odds on I'd never hear from Will again.
Guardian, please. Can I interest you in any of these chocolate bars for a pound?
Just the paper, thanks.
Or any of these DVDs for £2?
I'm not really the demographic for Kung Fu Panda.
Even for £2?
Just the paper.
Loyalty card?
No.
Would you like a loyalty card?
No.
You get points.
I'm fine.
Can I give your points to the next customer?
With pleasure. I came out without change, so here's a tenner. Morris! So, the dead can rise again.
Yeah, how I miss the palace rapier wit.
You should answer my calls more often. To what do I owe the seismic shock?
Someone's done an availability on you.
Do you mind taking your call outside?
I'm waiting for my change.
It's company policy. You're showing disrespect to the sales staff.
Well, if you give me my change...
I'll give you your change when you hang up.
I didn't make the call. I'm the callee, not the caller.
It's a matter of retail etiquette.
It's my agent.
There are customers waiting.
They'd have had a shorter wait if you hadn't been trying to flog me chocolate and DVDs.
Company policy.
Right! Morris, I'll call you back.
Here's your change.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Unbelievable.
Did I interrupt you charming your public again?
You said something about an availability.
I was shocked too.
Just tell me what it is.
Like you're going to say no.
I might.
Do you remember what a job is? The exchange of cash for services? Clearly Derek Jacobi was unavailable.
Just tell me.
It's a corporate video.
Oh, that.
Oh. You knew about it?
Will Parton's an old mate. Well, not mate, exactly.
Well, the intimacy of the relationship is immaterial. However, the money is rather good.
You will try to get it up, won't you, Morris?
I do know my job.
I know, but...
I was negotiating deals when you were on the fringe, playing to two men and a dog.
I know, but...
A little mutual professional trust isn't too much to ask.
All right, Morris, over to you.
Thank you, Charles. I do hope you're not getting greedy in your twilight years.
Twilight?
Right, lunch with Sam Mendes at the Woolsey. Ciao, baby.
Par for the course, my contract still hadn't arrived when I found myself queuing at the location catering truck.
How many eggs?
Two, please, fried.
Coming up.
We were shooting at the Granny's Kitchen Warehouse on a vast industrial estate on the outskirts of a grim town, proudly announcing itself as the twin of an equally grim suburb of Dusseldorf.
Anything else?
Bacon, mushroom. Granny's Kitchen produced a nostalgic range of artfully vintage homeware, beloved by nice ladies both at home and abroad.
I'll also have tomato baked beans.
They had created a market for an imagined England that only ever existed in the books of Enid Blyton.
And toss in some black pudding and a couple of hash browns.
Brown or white toast?
Brown, got to think of my health.
Golden rules of location. Hit the catering truck early, then straight into makeup. They always make the best coffee. This lot had their own espresso machine, so I was nicely wired when I turned the corner into the car park.
Oh, sorry, babes. Are you to do with the filming? I'm looking for makeup.
With lips like a giant carp, eyebrows frozen at an angle of permanent surprise, and a forehead as smooth and shiny as a fruit fly's ice rink, makeup was the last thing this girl needed.
Second caravan from last.
Cheers, babe.
Are you in this?
I'll work in sales, but they said I can be an extra. Yo.
Yeah, I'm in it. Charles.
All right, Charles. I'm Abbe. It's my day for bumping into people, because I come out the loo, went up into the director. Was it Will?
Will, that's right.
And I get out of nowhere, he goes, are you an actress? And I goes, no. And he goes, you could be. And I goes, shut up. And he goes, no, really? Do you want to be in this video we're making? And I'm like, yeah, right, love? I just hope I don't mess up, because I'm well out of my comfort zone.
You've never been in anything before?
Not like professional, just, you know, home video and that.
The living, breathing Barbie made a weird face, which I realised was an attempt to smile, as one eyebrow strained to raise against Botox paralysis.
Never know. Maybe I'll get spotted.
Stranger things have happened.
Because I'm well up for a bit of like acting and that.
Yeah. But by the way, call yourself background artist, not extra.
Cheers.
Cheers. I was directed into a warehouse the size of a small town where I found Will trying to sidle away from a genial-looking suit. I'd have put Brian Tressider in his early 60s, but the ravages of business had added on a good decade.
Charles, let me introduce Brian Tressider.
Ah,
Brian's managing director here.
Master of all you survey.
Or more, custodian. Shareholders, the real masters.
If you'll excuse me, gents, I've just got to shoot a reverse with Trevor, our forklift driver.
Right. Yeah. Will tells me we're lucky to catch you between a film and a play at the National.
He told you that, did he?
Not much of a theatre guy myself, leave that to my wife, but I do like a good action-adventure film. Guilty secret. I've seen all the diehards at least 20 times. Huh? So, what's your film?
Oh, my film? It's a low-budget indie art house guerrilla relationship drama.
I like the one with Sigourney Weaver.
A guerrilla, not gorilla.
All right. That sounds more my wife's territory. That's Scarlett Johansson. She's a lovely-looking girl. Work with her?
Sadly not.
She's here somewhere.
Scarlett Johansson?
My wife.
Ah.
Wanted to watch the filming. Bella's the creative one in our house, does all the interior decor, makes her own Christmas decorations. Can't change her a light bulb, mine. That's down to Muggins.
I'd have thought you'd have someone to do that for you.
Oh, I have, but I like to roll my sleeves up, get my hands dirty. I'm not one of your business school generation. I came up from the shop floor.
Right. Ah, that's your wife.
No. No, that's Heather.
Sorry to interrupt.
Heather, this is Charles. Heather's my guardian angel.
Oh, he's silly.
She's my woman, Friday.
Oh, Brian.
I'd be lost without her. She practically runs the company single-handed.
I do not ignore him. I'm Brian's personal assistant.
Without whom I would be lost. We go back to the old days. Me, Heather and Ken Coleman started Granny's Kitchen out of my garage, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, happy days. So, we've got to keep her sweet. She knows where the bodies are buried.
Really, Brian, the things he says.
So, what can I do for you?
Your wife's looking for you.
Oh, yeah. Duty calls. Nice to meet you, Charles. Anything you need, head as you go.
Right.
He does talk a lot of nonsense.
Oh, hiya.
What are you doing down here?
I've got a part in the video.
Says who?
The director. Don't worry, I've cleared it with HR.
Oh, all right. Well, I've got work to do. Nice to meet you, Charles.
Yes.
I've been to make up, so what next?
If I were you, I'd go and get yourself a cup of tea. They'll call you when they need you.
Oh, Charles, I'd like you to meet Trevor.
Hi.
Trevor's our go-to forklift guy. He's going to give you a crash course.
You'd better not crash it.
No. Obviously. Anyway, he's done the tricky stuff, reversing with the pallet. Now we need you to swap with him, then we'll cheat it so you can drive forward, stop on the mark, and do your lines to camera.
Great. Yeah, great. You ever driven a forklift before?
I've worked a digger.
This isn't a digger.
No.
It's a forklift.
Yeah.
So the answer's no.
Yeah.
That's all you had to say in the first place.
Okay, well, you're the expert. Feel free to treat me like an idiot.
I will, mate. Don't worry.
Charles, quick word before we start?
Yeah. Something I said.
Trevor thought he was up for an Oscar till he discovered we're only shooting him from behind and you're getting the close-up.
Welcome to my world of pain and bitter disappointment.
Do your best to keep him sweet, will you?
Hmm. So, Trevor, where do we start?
Sitting on a truck might be a good idea.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, absolutely, old boy.
Okay, what next?
Well, if you could try not sitting up there like a prized muppet, that'd be a result.
Roger that.
Obviously, it would have helped if they hadn't stuck us both in these stupid bleeding overalls. No one wears overalls with a company logo. What a right muppet.
I suppose it's just a branding thing.
Well, it's what you suppose, is it? You want to try working here, mate. Bit different from your life.
Well, I guess we're both lucky to be in work at all in this climate, and you probably earn a lot more than most actors I know.
Yeah, right.
You'd be surprised.
What they do it for, then?
Good question.
With an Englishman's delight at someone else's impoverishment, Trevor cheered up enough to give me some instruction.
Right. See if you can manage to switch on.
Right.
Oh, congratulations. Wonders will never cease.
No one can say I didn't try. I turned the old Paris charm up to 11, but he wasn't going to make things easy for a poncy actor, his words, who'd breezed in and ruined his chance of a big break.
No, no! Gordon Bennett, you'll kill someone if you drive it like
sorry,
that.
Sorry.
It'd be a whole lot easier if they just let me do my job.
Yeah, you're right, but it's my job to remember my lines, hit my mark, look down the lens and make it seem like I know what I'm talking about.
How hard can that be?
Harder than you'd think.
If you say so, but as you're supposed to be me, if you cock up, everyone's going to think it's me driving like a dipstick.
I promise I'll try my best not to show you up.
Just ease off the power this time.
Hey, that looks great.
Not to me.
Oi, doofus! How many times have I got to tell you, never leave the engine on when it's not in use?
Right.
Well, we're nearly set up. Trevor, mate, I wonder if you'd do me a massive favour. Would you be up for a little acting?
Well,
All you've got to do is stand in the doorway, then a girl comes out, you exchange a couple of friendly words, then we'll pan across to Charles. Opera?
Do I get lines?
Do you know? I'm going to leave it to you and the girl to improvise. Just keep it natural. Makeup, can we check Trevor? Then we'll go for a take. Right, Charles?
That was a masterclass in schmooze.
Oh, then my brief spell in politics wasn't entirely wasted. It was either give the oik something to do or have him removed from the set. Right, let's get this scene shot. Are we ready?
Right on the set. Rolling. Up to speed. Scene 4, take 1. Action.
I sat on the forklift waiting for my cue. Across the warehouse, Trevor loitered by a door, acting normal. Consequently, he looked incredibly shifty. A door opened, enter Abby. But instead of stopping for a chat, Trevor froze to the spot.
Cut!
You're supposed to chat to her, Trevor.
I've just remembered. I've got to go be somewhere.
Trevor! Trevor!
Trevor, you're right.
It was bizarre. Trevor was a fully signed-up member of the Sun in the Back Pocket Geezer Club. Why would he blush like a schoolboy and run the moment he clapped eyes on Abby?
Okay, reset as quickly as possible, and we need someone to replace Trevor.
There was a surge of volunteers, all wanting a chance to be filmed with a girl who wouldn't normally give them the time of day. We did 4 takes, then broke for lunch. I needed a drink, so I found myself a quiet corner behind a back door to the warehouse where I could have an undisturbed jigger. Or 3.
What are you hanging around here for? Are you drinking?
No.
Because if you are, you're not going within a mile of a forklift.
I'm looking for somewhere to smoke.
You're not supposed to smoke round here. Oh, bloody actors.
Oh, talk about anger management issues. Oh. Give me a break.
Charles Paris, House of Correction.
You can afford a house?
I hope you've got a good reason for disturbing me at work, Morris.
It's lunchtime and I can smell the scotch from here.
How dare you? I never drink on the job.
Oh, note to self. Phone broker, sell all whiskey shares.
Did you call for a reason?
It's your lucky week. There's been another availability check.
Really? Who? What?
If I were to say Woody...
Shut up!
I can't say much now, but I'll be in touch as soon as I know more details. Charles?
Sorry, I feel a bit faint.
Lie flat and put your legs in the air.
I'd rather have a scotch.
You said...
I reserve the right to contradict myself. You did say Woody.
Calm down, Charles. A walk of 1,000 miles starts with a single step.
Why is that relevant?
One step at a time, Charles. Slowly but surely wins the race.
Yes, you're right.
Right. Love you and leave.
Morris, Have you had the contract yet for this job?
Oh, yes. The fee should be in your account in a few days.
Did you get it up?
It was a very good offer.
Morris.
I could have gone back to them again.
Did you go back to them at all?
Charles, please don't impugn my professional standards.
You didn't, did you?
I don't bother myself with tiny detail. I look at the big picture and play the long game, as should you.
Again, I don't understand the relevance.
Of course you don't, because you're in the middle of the picture, whereas I'm like an old master standing back and assessing the grand scheme.
No, you've still lost me.
Of course I have, and that's the way I roll. Be good.
Third time lucky. Oh, I give up. Hi, Francis.
Where are you?
Working.
Really?
No need to sound so surprised.
I just wanted to thank you for a terrible day.
I haven't been anywhere near you or your day.
You don't have to be near me. You're the butterfly flapping its wing in the Amazon.
Have you been smoking the skunk you confiscated from that year nine?
Chaos theory, Charles, and you are the living embodiment. I've just had a surveyor's report, and it seems you drove that digger into a supporting wall. So thanks to you, I've got to move out while the builders make good.
Oh.
That's one response.
I'm sorry.
That's a better one.
Let me make things right.
And how are you going to do that?
Come and stay with me.
Oh. I'm not sure.
Seriously, I've got a spare berth, all mod cons. You'll love it, and I'd like you to, really. Come on, Francis, say yes. It's the least I can do. It'll be fun.
Oh, all right then.
Apart from Morris's Byzantine approach to agenting, things were looking up. My thirst had been replaced by annoying hunger, which could only be assuaged by a location fry-up, so I cut back through the warehouse on my way to the catering truck. The only thing on my mind was cholesterol. Glorious cholesterol. I hurried across the concrete, driven by a lust for umami. Then...
What the hell?
I was the only person in the warehouse the size of a hangar, so I ran towards the noise.
Oh, God!
Help me.
In a mess of splintered wood lay Abby, the girl from the video.
Hang on.
The forklift's engine juddered as it relentlessly pressed forwards, crushing her against a wall. The driver was nowhere in sight, so I jumped into the driving seat and crunched the gears into reverse.
Oh, Abby.
Please.
Oh, it's Charles.
Help me.
Can someone help? We need first aid.
Hang on.
Please help me.
Yes, don't worry.
Which service do you require?
Ambulance.
Connecting you.
Charles.
Hang on, Abby. You'll be fine.
I hoped she believed me, even if I didn't. But sometimes only a lie will do.
In Corporate Bodies, Charles is played by Bill Nye, Francis by Suzanne Burden, and Morris by John Glover. Will is Tim McInerney, Brian, Michael Burtonshaw, Trevor, Wilf Scolding, Heather, Jane Wittenshaw, and Abby, Scarlett Brooks. Corporate Bodies is written by Jeremy Front, based on the novel by Simon Brett. The director is Sally Avens.